Welcome to mHealth Marketer, a podcast dedicated to helping mHealth, digital health, and telehealth companies gain insights into better marketing strategies. Here's your host, Sam Stern.
Hi there, and welcome to the mHealth Marketer podcast. This is Sam Stern. I appreciate your time today as we talk about your agile mHealth marketing story. You know, a question I hear over and over again from mHealth startups is, how can I tell a marketing story that actually works? In addition to getting clear on your why and understanding and following a proven winning storytelling structure, you also need to adopt a realistic mindset about how the process of storytelling and marketing really works. Marketing isn't an event. It's an ongoing process. Unlike a traditional story with a beginning, middle, and end, your mHealth marketing and brand story never stops. Your story is organic and continuous. Allow audience participation and encourage your prospects and clients to share across platforms, such as Twitter, Facebook, and Google. Invite others, such as journalists, industry thought leaders, and peers to play a part in your story to carry the momentum to move your business forward. There aren't any shortcuts when it comes to crafting your compelling mHealth story. It takes a ton of creativity as well as time, patience, planning, and polishing to give your brand story sparkle and to make it shine. If you think you're going to have the necessary objectivity, ability, and dedication to achieve that, then get help and get help early. Why get help? Okay, listen closely here. This is the key part of your marketing mindset. Many mHealth startup efforts are misguided because they have the wrong perception of the importance of story and when marketing truly begins. Your content, your marketing, your story is not a secondary part of your product. It is your product. What your potential client experiences first about your product or service is your story, way before they actually experience the product or service itself. How your potential client experiences your message, your marketing, your story directly shapes the ultimate success or failure of your product. Nearly all mHealth firms I talk with are product and service focused. They're deeply into the technology solution. They believe if they develop a breakthrough product or service, they can simply bolt on marketing to turn the innovation into a viable business. With all the uncertainty in the healthcare market and many perceptions of viable solutions shaped by policymakers, I mean the government, journalists, industry spokespeople, healthcare leaders, you're working to introduce your product into an ecosystem you don't control. But you do control your story and how you shape it based upon feedback. Today, with digital media, you can get feedback about your product idea fast, almost instantly, and at low cost. Realize this, a startup is defined as something new that faces uncertainty. Until you get your minimum viable product out there, test it, and gain feedback, and respond to the feedback, you're stumbling around in the dark. If your marketing, your story is out of alignment with your product, you're out of alignment from the very beginning. Think about where you introduced your story and where your potential clients are first exposed to your story. Where does your story begin? Is it a blog post? Is it a presentation to an industry conference? Is it a comment on a relevant LinkedIn group? Is it a book? Just as you test, gain feedback, iterate, and reintroduce your product to the market using an agile process, the same applies to the process of testing, gaining feedback, iterating, and reintroducing your marketing story. It's important to edit and test your story as you build. In fact, even before you build your product, expose your story. Gain a minimum viable audience. Discover the pains, frustrations, fears, and desires of your potential clients. Test your story and message to gain feedback about the solutions you feel you can deliver. You simply can't afford to waste people's time building something they don't want. Start your marketing story with something simple. Realize that your story will need improvement. Get fast feedback. Make improvements to your story quickly. Keep doing this feedback, iterate, relaunch loop throughout your marketing to continue improving your marketing. Armed with an agile storytelling mindset, you're not starting with a minimum viable product. First, you're simply looking to build minimum viable audience using the same lean principles of iterative and incremental development so that you understand how to grow the audience and further and better understand what they want to buy. Find out if you have a minimum viable story. Reserve your spot on my Friday afternoon storyboarding brainstorm sessions. On Fridays between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern, I have four 25-minute slots to hear your story. Visit the Modalic website for more information on how to get your spot today. In my next podcast, we'll talk about how to get into the hearts and minds of who wants to hear your mHealth story. I hope you'll come back.
You've been listening to mHealth Marketer with Sam Stern. Thanks, and come back soon.